Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is a real treat. Joe Harris is here. What? Joe, I'm so grateful that you came because you are here on official business. And I thought you were retired, but you actually are here on official business. Yes. And we are so happy because you have something upcoming that you want to tell us about. But first of all, tell us about your position with the Alina world.
Okay. Well, I'm on the Regina Foundation board, and I serve as the chair of the Community Relations Committee. And our committee basically puts on four or five seminars, health-type seminars, a year. And one of the seminars that's upcoming, we're going to talk about today. But we have a committee that is made up of individuals throughout the community, and we try to find health topics that people would be interested in. So.
And you've done a great job. Tell people some of the topics you've done over the years.
You know, we've done chronic back pain. We've done drug things. We've done vaping things with the school. We've had community drug things with the county sheriff. We've had ADHD.
Concussions, I know.
Concussions twice. Yeah, we've had many items. So, yeah.
So it's really a nice outreach that Regina Foundation has done. So you have another one coming up, I know, that you want to tell us about.
Yeah, this particular seminar was actually delayed last March when we had 8 inches of snow one night, and we knew nobody would be able to get there. So hopefully it won't snow in a couple of weeks on November 5th, knock on wood.
But, right.
We have Dr. Scholl right here from the Alina Clinic, our podiatrist, and he's going to come and talk about foot care.
So let's talk about the obvious. His name is Dr. Scholl, and he's a podiatrist.
Yes.
What does he say about that? I wish he were here, and I would like to razz him about that.
And he went to, it's my understanding, he went to Scholl Podiatry School.
Come on.
No. No, and no relation. I was told that the other night at a meeting. So,
well, I love that. Yeah. So he is going to be putting on this seminar on November 5th. And what are you calling it again, please?
It's called Stepping Up Your Foot Care.
Stepping Up Your Foot Care. And so what do we need to know about foot care?
Well, he's basically going to talk about tendons and ligament disorders, fracture care, old and new injuries to your foot or ankle.
Because those can come back to haunt you, can't they?
They definitely can come back to haunt you. So, you know, he's going to talk about arthritis and bunions and just all kinds of things. The seminar is going to take place at 5:30, and we have it in our conference rooms in the lower level at the Regina Hospital. You come into the main area, and then you either take the elevator or steps down one floor, and we have conference room A and B scheduled for that seminar. So
the public is able to come. Would you like us to register in advance?
We do ask for RSVP. It's not necessary, but you could call 651-404-1104. That'd be the easiest, to contact Maria from the foundation office. She'll put you down. We had roughly about 50 people scheduled to come in March, so we think that it's going to be, people are interested in this topic. The idea of the foot being so far, I've always been told that the foot being so far from the heart, a lot of times the healing process takes a little bit longer, and it can be more frustrating to the patient. So that's why I think people, when they do have an injury in their lower extremities, their ankle or their foot, they're a little more uptight about it. You know, they maybe think they should be healed in a matter of 3 or 4 days or a week or two, and sometimes it takes a lot longer. So.
Well, we certainly need our feet.
Yes. Well, I know I need mine.
I need mine, and when you don't have them, it really does cause problems for people getting around. So this event, this seminar, is going to be on November 5th at 5:30 p.m. Is that a Tuesday?
No. That is a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday night. Yeah. I think that's election day.
It is election night.
So 5:30 p.m. and Dr. Scholl is going to talk about many, many topics having to do with foot care. Is it going to be more preventative, or is it going to be if you already have issues with your feet?
Well, he'll give about an hour presentation about both. And he'll also be able to, our presenters stick around for another half an hour or 45 minutes and take either group questions or actually personal questions.
Is he going to look at feet? Can we take our socks off?
I would assume we're not going to. He'll probably say make an appointment.
Leave your socks on. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Only right. The shoes come off, not socks.
Well, if you get the shoes off, you may as well just take the socks off. So this is really going to be a great opportunity for people to come with their questions.
Yes.
And learn really how we can take better care of our feet.
Yeah.
Do you even think about your feet, Joe? I mean, do you take good care of your feet?
Well, I try to.
How do you take good care of your feet?
Make sure I have good shoes, especially if I'm walking.
Right.
And out for a walk, which I usually am on a daily basis. And when I get a bad pair of shoes, I know about it. You know, unfortunately, you know, certain shoes don't fit you, but as you said, we got to keep them feet moving, and it's critical for us to keep. I mean, if we want to stay active, we definitely have to have our feet.
So this seminar is free, I know.
The seminar is free. It's put on by the Regina Foundation, and it is, we get started usually pretty close to on time, so at 5:30, and we're usually out of there by 7. Try to be very respectful of people's times. Get them in and out, and yet give them a fair amount of education on the subject and topic that we're talking about. I listed several things, and I could go on to a few other items that are on the list.
Like, yeah, please do.
You know, he talks about heel pain or diabetic foot related problems, which is very, very big.
Very common. Yes.
Skin and nail related problems. I think I had mentioned ankle pain, reconstructive foot and ankle surgery is issues, and so Achilles tendon disorder. You know, I've listed about 10 or 12 items that he's going to be talking about and should be able to answer questions.
And some of these are from accidents, and some of them are just from the aging process.
That can be, which I'm getting older.
Yes.
Every day we get a day older.
Every day we get a day older, if we're lucky, Joe, right?
If we're lucky.
Let's talk about all the things that the Regina Foundation Board does, because I don't think I know all of them, and I'm curious to learn more, please.
Well, the Foundation Board primarily is a board that we look at making people aware of what the Regina Complex is about. Of course, the Regina Complex is now owned and managed by Allina versus the way it was, you know, for the first 50 years that it was in the Hastings community.
And how long has that been, please?
I think it was 2013 or 14.
Okay.
So about 5 years, Allina. The health systems has owned the hospital and clinics in town. And then the Benedictines own the nursing home portion of the old Regina clinic. So it's kind of a dual ownership up there in the hospital. But Allina truly has been very good to the Hastings. I mean, we got the new clinic out on Highway 55, a lot of new equipment. We finally got the MRI out of a semi and into the building. They've spent a lot of money on the ER room, ER area. So they've done a lot of good things in the 5 or 6 years that
Whole oncology unit,
yes,
in the basement of the hospital.
Yep. Yep, they have spent a lot of money in the Hastings area, which we're very, very happy to see, because by spending that money and upgrading the services that we're able to provide to our citizens that are utilizing the healthcare system in the Hastings area, and they come not only just from the city of Hastings, but, you know, from the whole area, we're very pleased to be able to offer that great service to them. And more so than what probably the Regina makeup would have been able to do as far as expending the amounts of millions of dollars like Alina has at our facilities. So we're very happy. Now, and then the foundation, coming back to your original question, the foundation board, I mean, we're kind of a funding arm of a lot of these upgrades. You know, maybe Alina would come in and only put up like 80% of the $5 million expenditure and would ask us to come up with, say, 20% of it. So we go out and raise money. The foundation, we do fundraising drives. Or we talked about a project last night at our foundation board meeting about doing a roughly possibly a $500,000 upgrade to the cafeteria or cafe that's not only used by our individuals that are reside, say, like in the nursing home area, mm-hmm. but also our staff as well as guests that come to our facility. And that hasn't, the cafeteria used to be in the basement many, many years ago until it was moved up to the entry level. You know, it's time for an upgrade. So we're looking at, and we possibly might have to raise all of that money to upgrade the cafeteria. So we're looking at that project possibly taking place middle of next year. And so that's just, I maybe let the cat out of the bag there, but that's just one project we have that is in the very near future that we're
looking
at.
And where do you solicit your funds?
Well, for the most part, you know, we solicit out to the community. You know, individuals, businesses, you know, we have, just like any, fundraising type group, we have a group of individuals that, are very good with their pocketbook, very gracious and wanting to do something for the community, whether it's an individual or again, a corporation, business, company. And so that, you know, we'll definitely go back there. We offer different, we have an annual giving committee where we're looking at, Mark Zuzic actually chairs that. He's on the foundation board. And I think that name is known around the Hastings community. But, and his particular group looks at finding members within the community that are willing to give a certain dollar amount each year to the foundation board, you know, whether it's $50, whether it's $100, but it's just an annual donation that we would collect. And then we have several other fundraising committees that look at somebody could join and give $1,000 a year, let's say, for 5 years for a $5,000 commitment. We just have a whole slew of opportunities for people to contribute to the Regina Foundation.
And then many of the good things that you do are such as this outreach.
Yes, yes. This doesn't necessarily cost a lot of money. For the most part, we're usually not paid, although we have in the past paid for some presenters. But for the most part, our presenters of these seminars are doctors or staff people from Alina, mostly Alina. But we have paid for some in the past. You know, we've done upgrades in the senior living area. I'm kind of unfortunately drawing a blank, but I know we spent $5,000-$7,000 in the nursery for newborns, and you know, we're just constantly spending items anywhere from $5,000 up to $2 million, like when we did the new ER. Another project we talked about last night was redoing by the chapel area. We ended up, somebody donated contributed a fair amount of money, and that particular individual wanted it spent in the chapel area. So we're looking at doing a $60,000-$80,000 project right in the front of the chapel area, waiting area, with new furniture, table, flooring, walls, and fixing things up there. If people know the area that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. when I say out in front of the chapel area.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at beautifying the campus inside and out.
Mm. Well, we're grateful that you do that as part of the Regina Foundation Board. And we're also so happy you stopped in today, Joe, mm-hmm. to tell us about the Stepping Up Your Foot Care presentation, which is going to be on November 5th. At 5:30 p.m., and it will be in the lower-level conference room of Regina Hospital. You do need to call ahead to register and give them a call at 651-404-1104 and talk to Maria. Anything else we should know?
No, you got more out of me.
Oh, and Dr. Scholl, who is an Alina podiatrist,
yep.
is going to be giving this presentation, and run through all the things he's going to talk about again, please.
Oh, well, he's got a whole list of things here, but from your big toe to your ankle, and he's going to be talking about tendon ligament disorders, trauma and fracture care, sports injuries, arthritis, bunions, hammer toe, painful flat and high arch feet, heel pain, diabetic foot care, ankle pain, reconstructive problems and issues, Achilles tendon disorders. So he's got a whole list of items he's going to be talking about. And again, after his basically 1 hour presentation, he'll be there to answer either group questions or individual questions.
Love it. But keep your shoes on.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we'll put a mat out at the door, but we won't ask for your shoes. So.
All right, Joe, great to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
Harris, he's the chair of the Community Relations Committee on the Regina Foundation Board, and we are grateful he stopped in. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.